couple of quick halacha lemaasa points. Relevant to tomorrow afternoon and the following afternoon, and then the period both before and after. The tomorrow afternoon, we know that it's sort of a shift from the normal flow. Ramban points out in Torah Sa'adam, in his Sefer Avelos, that whereas by Avelos Chadasha, Avelos over a fresh loss, Avelos is most intense and then it builds down from Shiva down to Shloshim, down to Yud Beis Chodesh. Avelos Yishana of Tisha B'Av, the old Avelos, as it were, of Chorban, so there it runs in reverse. And certainly Minhag Ashkenaz very much has, as the Rav pointed out, Shiva, the 3 weeks are akin to Yud Beis Chodesh, the 9 days are akin to Shloshim, and the Avelos of Tisha B'Av mirrors in many ways. It's a cross between the Tanis and the Dinim of Avelos of Shiva. So in general, this period of Avelos Yishana is a build-up. The one exception is tomorrow afternoon, where the normal sequence is preserved, because the Sudam of Sekas, late tomorrow afternoon, Gemara talks about being akin to Misha Meso Mutulafana, a person who's lost a relative and not yet buried. The period that always Aninos, that always precedes Shiva, the Sudam of Sekas is meant to capture that. And that's why there's you're limited in terms of what you eat, limited in terms of how you eat, and that's meant to capture sort of that, like, the betwixt and between, the in limbo state that precedes Shiva. It's that in limbo state that we try to get our minds into in order to enter Tisha B'Av. And that's why you eat well beforehand, but the Sudam of Sekas itself is meant to be posts say only one, not more than one cooked food, and try to avoid having a zimun. So if there are more than three men over bar mitzvah together, try to make sure, plan in advance, you're eating different parts of the house, different parts of the backyard, or whatever it is, so you avoid having a zimun. The minig is to have an egg, an egg and ashes, and so forth, but definitely not more than one cooked food, in addition to bread and water, at the Sudah HaMafsekas. The following afternoon, it's important sometimes to review, that what doesn't change after Chatzos. Anything that the halachically mandated over the course of Tisha B'Av applies as much after Chatzos as before Chatzos. The only changes we have, in addition to adding Nachim and Mincha, is that some of the Minhagim that we have cease at Chatzos. So the sitting on the floor and the not wearing tefillin and the reduced lighting in Shul and so forth, the Minhagim, many of the Minhagim Avelos on Tisha B'Av end at Chatzos, but the Dinim of Tisha B'Av, obviously not eating and drinking and the bathing and the wearing shoes, the avoiding learning Torah other than Tisha B'Av topics and avoiding saying hello to people. All the dinim, all the halachic requirements of Tisha B'Av last all the way through until dark. And one final point, speaking about the halachic restrictions of Tisha B'Av, is to think carefully about the fast and health. And already now, if one's going to be fasting, it's important to begin to hydrate now, so that it will come in prepared, especially since it's going to be hot, and many of us will probably be outdoors, many of us may be outdoors more than a typical Tisha B'Av. And that note also, there definitely have been a number of shailas coming in about whether to fast or not, but there are probably more shailas that still need to be asked. So I would encourage you, whether it's a question of particular personal health concerns, or a question of dehydration, it's much better to reach out and to ask than not to ask. It's important to bear in mind that Tisha B'Av is more serious in terms of the Tanis than the other Tanya, such as Tzom Gedalia and Sarah Batavis, but does not rise to the level of severity of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, even Yom Kippur, if there's even a suffix of Sakas Nefashis, we would not fast. But if no one's life is at risk, then Yom Kippur, even if it's going to be very uncomfortable, it's going to be ill. But if there's no hazard to health, then Yom Kippur you have to fast. And even when you do have to break the fast, Yom Kippur often will break it only to the extent necessary to have less than a shear. But those do not apply on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, again, I said before, is more severe than the other Tanyos. But Tisha B'Av, one is allowed to break the fast for a chol she'ein bo sakana as well, even with no hazard, but a serious condition. And the common practice among Litvish Poskim is that Tisha B'Av is no shear. In other words, once someone has legitimate reason to eat or drink on Tisha B'Av, so then already the fast is over. You don't start to figure an ounce of water and so on and so forth. So it's important to reach out and important to ask.